Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's so good to be back here at Leonia Presbyterian Church. It was a pleasure to meet your new pastor, Leah, and I'm so glad to be back here and sharing the Word of God. This morning, what I would like to do with you is not necessarily sharing a sermon, but giving you a testimony from my own experience of God's wisdom in spite of our failures. When something goes wrong, or for that matter, several things go wrong, it's common sense for us to think that we have failed. Today, I would like to share my own experience from last December, a story, something that had happened that defies our common sense and illustrates how God's wisdom manifests in the midst of our failures. I give many thanks and praise to God that I witnessed God transforming my failures into something good and even something holy. And I would really like to share that experience with you. It is the experience of what it says in today's text. God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. Would you like to repeat that with me again? It's a very short verse, and it's very easy to remember, even for someone who has someone like me who has a memory problem. So let's repeat this again. God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. At Drew Theological School, where I teach, we have a program called Partnership for Religion and Education in Prisons, or PREP, which provides college and master's level education to the prisoners in order for them to earn credits toward a college or master's diploma. And so some of our faculty members volunteer to teach for PREP. I taught a PREP course at Edna Mahan Women's Correctional Facility in Clinton, New Jersey, every Monday last fall. The course was Spirituality of Joy and Justice in Action. There were 14 of us, 5 outside students from Drew, and 6 inside students, 1 chaplain, my teaching assistant, and myself. Teaching a prep course brought several new challenges to me, including extra work to have me cleared for security purposes, strict rules, no internet availability, no use of computers, and especially demanding and strict procedures to enter and leave the facility. Everyone in the group had to be gathered by 5:30 p.m. at the entrance before the group could be processed to enter the facility each time. I always left early to make sure that I was at the parking lot well before 5:30 p.m. We had to get everything we needed to bring into the facility pre-authorized before the semester, except for things usually allowed, such as pencils, notebook, and papers and books. We could not bring in our cell phones. Can you imagine not having your cell phones around you? Purses, computers, scarves, shoes with metal pieces, etc. We had to leave everything in our car and bring only car key and driver's license to leave at the entrance checkpoint. We would then get our IDs, which we had already obtained prior to the start of the semester, and the car key token and go through the security check. A couple of vans would come and pick us up and bring us to a metal gate for the maximum security unit. That's where I taught last fall. The metal gate there is surrounded by very high metal fences with barbed wire on top of them. Metal fences were probably up to the beam up there, as high as that beam probably. Once everyone was at the gate, one of us put a hand on the gate, and it would need to be pushed open as soon as you heard a loud clicking sound. We would then walk several feet and then go through another security check. After this, we would go through two more metal gates and then walk to the building where the class was held. Once you were inside of the building, you would need to check in with the security guards again before you got to the classroom inside a metal door. When we exited, we would go through the same procedure. The last class was on December 5, and students were supposed to present their final projects. On the last day of the class, I was again driving early enough, but it was already getting dark when I was close to the exit on Highway 78 West. I usually drive keeping sufficient distance from the car in front of me and keep my eyes on the road. But I found a car right in front of me after I took my eyes off road for probably 1 second or 2 seconds to turn the channel on the radio because of the reception problem. Fortunately, I did not panic and immediately stepped on the brake, but I ended up colliding with the rear of the car. The car must have just made a lane change without noticing my car. While I was waiting for the police, I called my teaching assistant and told her that I might not make it to the class because of the car accident. I called my husband to come and pick me up since my car was pretty much totaled. While I was waiting, I was not as concerned about the accident, as everyone was fine, but I was very concerned that I would disappoint the students. It was very important that I take part in their presentations of final projects and give my feedback along with my praises for their effort, creativity, and for the quality of their projects. All I could think was that I must get to the class. I was desperate and prayed to God. God, it is not that I'm important, but having the last class all together is very precious to the students, especially the inside students. Please help me find a way to get to the class in time. Highway troopers eventually came, and I explained my situation and asked if I could get to the class at the Edna Mahan. They told me that I had to stay with the car until the tow truck came to take my car away. I asked the same question to the trooper a few more times. I was desperate to know if there was any way I could get to the class in time. The trooper was very kind and helpful. I really felt that our tax money was worth. But I'm sure that the trooper was very annoyed and at the same time perplexed by me. The tow truck and my husband came about the same time, but it was already close to 6:30 p.m., which is well past 5:30 p.m., the latest time for me to be at the parking lot to enter the facility. I was about 5 minutes away from the facility, or less, but I knew it was impossible for me to enter the facility at that hour. I was very disappointed. My husband and I moved the things from my car into his car, and before the tow truck left, we just drove away. While we were, I kept saying, of all the days, today's the day I should be there. I wanted to ask my husband if we could drive by the parking lot, but could not because I already made him come out very far to get me. He's a very busy person. To my surprise, my husband must have read my mind. He said, should we stop by? That simple question made me so thankful, and I was filled with joy. Thank you. Let's go. I'm sure I cannot get in, but I would feel much better if we stopped by. When we arrived at the parking lot, I saw someone waiting in front of the entrance of the security check building. I thought the door was locked as usual, since it is unlocked only at specified time for people to enter the building. I asked the person, what time are you supposed to enter? He said he did not know what to do because he was late. I asked him, did you check if the door is unlocked? He said, no. I knew the door would be locked, but I walked up the steps and turned the doorknob. To my surprise, the door was not locked. I ran in and checked if a prison guard was there. Fortunately, a prison guard was there. Inside of me, I kept saying, "This is unbelievable, unbelievable." I was at the same time saying, "Thank God, thank God." Without breathing, I explained my situation to the prison guard. The prison guard rolled her eyes with much perplexity and perhaps even awe and said, "You should go home and take care of yourself. Aren't you in pain?" I told her, "I don't have any pain, but more importantly, I must go in and be with the students." I begged a couple more times. She approved my entrance to the facility. I'm sure this was one exception that they never had. I came out and told my husband that I was allowed to enter the facility. Bless my husband. He said that he would go to a nearby place and do his work and wait for me. He told me to call him once I was done. I again was amazed at my husband's understanding and kindness. I thanked him and ran back into the building. The prison guard helped me to quickly go through the security check and call the van for me. I ran through the rest of my way and arrived at the class. I was actually scolded by prison guard for running in the facility. It was about 6:50 p.m. The class would have been more than halfway past. When students saw me all of a sudden show up in the class, they were so surprised, and we were all about to cry. What is even more surprising than the fact that I was able to enter the facility more than an hour later than the designated time of entrance was the reason that I was able to get in and that the door was unlocked and the prison guard was still at the entrance point. The reason was because of another problem or human failure. Outside students from Drew brought things for their presentations, for their final projects. These items were already pre-approved, but it took more than 1 hour to clear these items. One of the students' project was a liturgy for worship service by all creatures of God's creation. You can imagine the number of stuffed animals. Because of this delay in passing through the first security check, the door was still unlocked and the prison guard was still there when I came about 6:40 p.m. Moreover, because students arrived in the class late, they just gathered and the chaplain had just finished praying to God for my safety. That was the reason why they had that look of puzzlement, perplexity, and even awe when I showed up. They almost thought I was a ghost. They could not believe how, as they finished praying to God about me, I actually stood right before them in person in that prison. I believe that was the holy moment for us all. We were all in awe of how God intervenes in human lives personally and transforms human limitations, problems, and failures into holy moments. We were aware of the depth of God's will, presence, and wisdom, and our hearts were filled with joy and amazement. My car accident, outside students' projects, Edna Mahan's security procedures, all these are combined by God and transformed into a holy moment, like Moses' meeting with God in burning bush. We did not just learn about spirituality of joy, but we were blessed with personally encountering God and experiencing spirituality of joy in person. God's foolishness is indeed better, more than human wisdom. God's wisdom is beyond our rational thinking and even our best effort. God's wisdom overturns our limitations, mistakes, and failures. Glory and God, glory and honor are yours, my God, my rock, and my redeemer. Amen.